Okay, today is Daf Lamed Ches. Today's shiur is sponsored by Ari and Aliza Ginsburg, Ilanishmas Rivka Perel Bas Fega Bela. For Rifu Shalema, for Rivka Perel Bas Fega Bela. Sorry. For Rifu Shalema, for Rivka Perel Bas Fega Bela. Okay. We're up to the Mishnah on Lamed Zayin and Bez. Great Daf today, we have a lot to say. And here we go. Says the Mishnah, Shor Shei Yisrael, Shenagach Shor Shel Hekdesh. If a shor of a Jew damages a shor belonging to Hekdesh, v'shel Hekdesh, the shor of a Hekdesh, shenogach l'shor shel Hedyot, which damages the shor of a Hedyot, why do I say Hedyot? Some change the gear to say Yisrael. The Tosafot leaves in Hedyot because it includes even a guy. Potter. No chiyuv. Why? Shenemar, shor re'ehu v'lo shor shel Hekdesh. Shore Ehu, only your friend's ox, not Hekdesh. Hekdesh is not your friend. Okay? Now, Shor Shei Yisrael, Shenogach, L'Shor Shel Knani. If a Shorvi Jew damages the Shor of a Goy, Potter. You're Potter. V'Shel Knani, but the Shor of a Knani, Shenogach, L'Shor Shei Yisrael, the damage is the Shor of a Yisrael, Bein Tamu, Bein Muad, whether it's Tamu or Muad, Mishalim, Nezek Shalim. Teiz, Nezek Shalim. Yeah. I might have misspoken when I just said Hedyot includes a guy. Hedyot includes what? No, that doesn't make a difference. Okay. No, so why I say Hedyot? The Rif was Goreth the word Yisrael. The Hedyot includes a guy. It means everybody, even a guy. So in other words, Sharshi Yisrael, Sharshal Hedosh, that has to be a Jew. But if Hekdesh damages a guy, you're also putter. Hekdesh is going to be putter. Doesn't make a difference who it damages. That's why he uses the word Hedyot. Okay? Says the Gemara. Masnis is the local of Shimon ben Manasseh. But the Mishnah can't be like of Shimon ben Manasseh. Why not? The Tanya, because the Braisa says as follows. Shor shel Hedyot, shenagach shor shel Hekdesh. If a shor of a Hedyot, regular person, damages Hekdesh, V'shal Hekdash, Shenogach, Shor Shel Hedyot, or the other way around, Potter, always Potter. Why? Shenemar, Shor Yehi, V'lo Shor Shel Hekdash. Now, Shir Menasseh comes along and says, Shor Shel Hekdash, Shenogach, Shor Shel Hedyot, Potter. If a Shor of Hekdash damages Hedyot, Potter. But the other way around, Shel Hedyot, Shenogach, Shor Shel Hekdash, Bein Tamu, Bein Mur, Mishan, Nezek Shalim. So that obviously is not our Mishnah. Amri, so they said, my kasav Rav Shimon, what does Rav Shimon hold? I re'ehu dafka, if when it says re'ehu, it means dafka re'ehu, then I feel it should have you shor shel hekdesh potter. And if an ordinary person damages hekdesh, it should be potter. Why? Hekdesh is not re'ehu. But I re'ehu lav dafka, but if it's lav dafka, then I feel the hedyot nami kinogach the hed, sorry, I feel the hekdesh nami kinogach the hedyot, when a hekdesh damages hedyot, lichayev. It should be chayev. Really, he holds it's dafka umihu. However, the hedyot when a hedyot kinogach the hektish when a hedyot damages hektish. Hainu time is the mechayev. This is the reason we shouldn't become ma'isla kal v'chomer because it's a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? The hedyot from hedyot uma hedyot shenogach shel hedyot chayev. What an average guy damages the ox of an average shlemiel. Chayiv, so kinagah hekdesh lo kol shkein. Then the chayiv. So you damage a hekdesh, of course it should be chayiv. You damage the bums in the street, you chayiv. So for sure, hekdesh you chayiv. If you want to make such a kal v'chomer, then dayu lovo abin liyos kinidon. You can't be more machmer than the kal v'chomer itself. Ma'alahal and tam chatzinezek hachanami chatzinezek. So you damage the bum in the street for a tam, it's a chatzinezek. So how come you want to make a kal v'chomer to hekdesh? Fine. Then hekdesh should also be a tam. Someone asked that question. Someone asked that question. Well, we said it already, that paying money is not considered an onesh. We had that question earlier when we made the kal v'chomers. What? Yeah. Ela Amar Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish answers, Hakol hayu b'chlal nezek shalom. Really, the whole din of a tam is a big chiddush. Right? Everyone should pay nezek shalom. You damage somebody, to pay for it. Where does it say Re'ehu in the Torah? Gavitam. By Tam it says Re'ehu. Re'ehu the Tamashan Chatzin Ezek. Only by a Tam such a concept. Michlal, the Hekdesh, which is not Re'ehu, then Bein Tam, Ubein Muad, Mashal Ezek Shalim. Obviously, when Hekdesh is not Re'ehu, there is no Kula or no Limud of Tam, and therefore a Hekdesh pays Nezek Shalim. The Im Kain, because if it were true that what? That Hekdesh also has a dinam of Tam, or the Torah wanted to completely pater you from Hekdesh, according to Shimon Manasseh, then Nichtov Kra Lahai Re'ehu Gabi Muad. Torah says Re'ehu by Muad. Had it said Re'ehu by Muad, then I would say Hekdesh is not chayiv at all. Why? Hekdesh is not Re'ehu. Since it only says it by Tam, so fine, so that one aspect of Tam, which is what? Chatzinez, that does not apply by Hekdesh. Everything else applies. Okay? Here we go. Sharsha Yisrael, Shinagach Sharsha Knani Potter. Right, I didn't explain the reason in the Mishnah. Right, what did the Mishnah say? If you damage a guy, you're Potter. A guy's a axe. But if a guy damages you, you're chayiv. Why? Why? Reason for that? Huh? No one's going to give that reason. All these hashkafic agadata reasons. Here we go. Amri, Mimanav Shach. I Reyehu Dafka. If Reyehu is Dafka, the Knani, right? Kinarach the Yisrael Nami Liftar. So when a guy damages you, he should be Potter. He's not Reyehu. Right? As a matter of fact, this idea of a guy not being Reyehu is taken so far, there's a suffix. The Prima Gadol has a suffix. If you're over Lo Sach mode, if you're jealous of a guy. Right? It says Lo Sach mode, Beith Reyecha. Guy's not Reyehu. So if you're jealous of a guy, over Lo Sach mode, the Betzel Chachma, the Debertina's brother, he says, for sure not. So no shayla you're not. People go to him, stuff like that, no shayla. It's no shayla you're not. Well, sashok reyecha, you can't, overcharge, right? But none of that applies by guy. No shayla. Why? Not reyehu. So how come, then if a guy damages you, he's chayef? It's not reyehu. Right? The e reyehu lav dafka, and if reyehu is lav dafka, then I feel Yisrael kinagach teknani the chayef. Then if you damage a guy, you should be chayef. Amar b'yavahu, amar kra. No, the pasuk says. Where's this pasuk? The pasuk is in Habakkuk. The pasuk says. Right, it's in Habakkuk. Yes, the pasuk says. Amad, Hashem got up. Amad, Hashem got up. Vayimoded eretz. Right, and he judged the land. Ra'ah, he saw. Vayater goyim, and he released the goyim. What does that mean? Ra'ah, he saw sheva mitzvos. He saw the Sheva Mitzvos, Shekiblu Alehem Bnei Noach, that the Bnei Noach accepted upon themselves, didn't accept it upon themselves, it was given to them. Kivon Shelo Kaimu, since they won't be Mekai in the Sheva Mitzvos anymore, Amad, Hashem got up, Vehitir Mimonam LiYisrael, and he matir, he released their money to the Bnei Yisrael. So the reason why a guy has to pay a Jew, if there's damages of an ox, is because the goyim lost the right to, the goyim lost the zechus because they don't keep the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Hear that reason? Weaker than the Goyim Potter. It's a knas. Rabbi Yochanan, so look at Tosa. Look at Tosa. Amad v'hit the Ramon Shal Yisrael. Right? Tosa says, Mashma, that's Mashma, Dafka b'inyin zeh. In this idea, Shenagach Shor Shalonu Shor Shalahem, right? Ulumanda Amar Perak Basra. We're gonna have later on Gazel Knani Osir. Now let's talk about Goy. That's Nicha. That makes sense. Why? The only thing that changed was this din. What about stealing? You can't steal from a Goy. Ava Ulumanda Amar Mutter Kasha. But if you hold its Mutter. Why is that mutter? The only thing that was changed, the only idea that was changed, was this one. That's why you mutter. Tosfos doesn't answer it. Right? So the Chazon Ish says, could be, maybe mutter, if you don't get caught. If the guy wants to take you to Din Torah, then they would, he says over here, Chazon Ish, Kasev liyashiv shalo af im mutter legazel ha'akam, even if it's mutter to steal from a guy, mikol makom bavadai af ha'akam yachal laman al shalo, he could guard against himself. Ulekach nitzrach kan limud miyuchad lahatir memono kidei shiel azet tokef shel din viyuchal af liftor memono olutbo memono nezek shalim midina. You could still make a claim. Okay, Back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mehacha, I have another limud, why, another reason why Grey Machayev to pay. Why? Because it says in Parshas, Zosa Bracha, Hofia Mehar Paron. Hashem revealed from Har Paron. What does that mean? Right? So Rashi reminds us, Kishetzivev, when he went around, Hashem went around, V'hichzer Torah al-kol umos, he went around to all the nations, V'loki bluha, nobody wanted the Torah. Right? Nobody wanted the Torah. So you can't say that Rashi, that measures, without saying the following verse. Right? So what do we know? Hashem went to all the nations, it's next week's Parsha. Hashem went to all the nations and said, who wants to accept the Torah? And everybody said, what's in it? So he told Esav, lo Tzirtzach, and he told Yishmael, lo Signov, and he told Moav, lo Sinav. And everybody said, no, I'm not interested. Right? No one's interested. So everyone asked everyone asked, why didn't Hashem say some good things? Because Onik Shabbos, you don't have to work one day a week, you can just sit back and eat cholent and have a good life. Why didn't Hashem say that? Why did he say dafka, the one thing they don't want to hear? Right? So I heard from Rabbi Waxman, you know why? Because they asked. Once they asked, what's in it? Hashem said, I'm not interested in you anymore. I'll tell you what you don't want to hear, not interested. But it came to the Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael didn't ask. Bnei Yisrael said, not to Bnei Yisrael. It's a great word. Okay, so next. So, Hofia Behar Paran, which means he revealed what? What? So, there's a story about Avram ben Hager, he was a Ger Tzedek who lived during the times of the Vilna Gaon. And he was killed because he became a Ger. And he was arrested by the authorities and by the church, and he was killed. This is a story I actually saw it quoted from a sefer. The name of the sefer is called Mipihem or Mipik Safam Chelik Beis on page 100 Kuf Pei Dalet 184. Anyway, the Ger Tzedek. He's called the Ger Tzedek. He died during the times of the Vilna Gaon. So he, when his family came to him, he said, "What are you doing? Just revert back, and then they'll leave you alone." He says, "Listen." It says in the Medrash, right? Rashi just quoted it, that Hashem went to all the nations and said, no, who wants to accept the Torah? And everybody said, what's in it? So he says, every single guy rejected the Torah. Every single guy, probably not. Some people would have agreed to take it. Some guy would have agreed. But what happened? They were outvoted. He says, I'm from the minority of those guys. I'm from the minority. I was the one who said yes. That's what he said. I said yes. I was outvoted, so I can't go back. It's where I belong. It's an amazing story. Okay. Does that answer your question?
No.
No? So.
Sometimes when people say, about converting or whatever it is, they say that maybe he's from, those that.
Right, he's from those. Right, that's exactly what I'm saying. He's from those that really would have agreed to take the Torah. And those neshamos are being collected over the generations.
Right.
So in the first Rashi of the Torah says that the world was created b'shvil Yisrael. There's a word for that when you stick in something that only became true after the fact. It's not true that the world was created for Yisrael. The world was created for whoever would accept the Torah. Happens to be it was Yisrael. So Rashi writes, the Medrash says b'shvil Yisrael shenik voracious. That's an anachronism? Right, we stick in after the fact, this is the reality. But at the time of the creation, any nation could have stepped up to the plate. Only Avraham Avinu was the one. Right? Only Avraham Avinu was the one who rejected idolatry. Anyone could have. What would have been history? I don't know. Right? But in theory, anyone could have done it. Only Avraham Avinu did it. And because Avraham Avinu did it, we're the chosen nation. Okay. From Paran, the money of the goyim were dispersed. Tanya nami hachi shor shel Yisrael shenodach shor shel Kanani potter shor shel Kanani shenodach shor shel Yisrael ben tamu ben mur mishal nezach shalom shenemar amad ve yimodid eretz rov yatzer goyim the omer, and also it says hafiyam yehar paron my the omer, why do I need two psukim? This might answer your question, Seth. Why don't we two psukim? V'chi temahai amad v'yimodin eretz v'bayalei l'kidrov masnu k'drush Rabbi Yosef. I would think that you need these drushes, that drusha, for the ideas of Rav Masna and Rav Yosef, which we're going to say in a minute. Toshma hofir mihar paron, mi paron hofir mimonim li Yisrael. Okay? Says the Pnei Yoshua, The reason why you need two psukim is because these drushas are contradictory. On the one hand, we say that the reason that omad v'yemodeid means that what? That the goyim don't keep a shemitz as b'nei Noach. Therefore, the money's mutter. Hofir mihar pran implies that the reason why the money is mutter, the reason why the goyim have to pay, is because they didn't accept the Torah. So which one is it? Right? Which one is it? So Pnei Yeshua says, La'asad Lavo, the goyim are going to say, hey, had you given us the Torah, this is a Gemara, had you given us the Torah, we would have also been a good chosen nation. You didn't give us a chance. So Hashem's going to answer back, what do you mean? You don't even keep the seven mitzvahs. I should give you 613. Even the seven you have, you don't keep. So it's the same idea. All right, then the goyim say, no, give us a mitzvah. So he gives them sukkah. Right? That's the famous Gemara. And when they walk out, they kick the sukkah. Right? So that's the potential answer. They're not contradictory. That's going to be their title, Asad Lavo. And Hashem said, you didn't even keep the seven mitzvahs. I should give you the Torah. Okay. Next. Now, my the Rav Masna. What's the Rav Masna's vort? The Amar of Masna. Amar v'imodid eretz ra. But ma ra? What did Hashem see? Ra he saw sheva mitzvot shenasnavnu aleim b'nei Noach. The seven mitzvot v'lo kaimum. They weren't keeping them. Amar he got up v'higla osam yalad masam. He banished them from the land. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Kigon, kaftor hayotzim mikaftor, ukigon, ubisir yeshu hachorim, v'chein umos harbe. Where's that? In Sefer Devarim. The Rabbeinu Tam did not learn that way at all. Rabbeinu Tam held this means that when some cheruv came and he just mixed up the whole world. Right? Sam cheruv was mabalbel the whole world. Right? Yeshua says, Rashi didn't want to say that because Rashi interprets that whole parak in the Habakkuk, which I'm sure we could use a Rechazar on that, that whole parashah of Chabad, Parah Gimel, he interprets that whole parasha there talking about Har Sinai. So some Cherev doesn't even come into play. So therefore, who are these nations that are being exiled? The nations from Parashas Devarim. Okay? Now, my mashma, dahai, vayatar, lishin da'agulehu, how do you know that the word vayeter means the lashon of exile? Okay? So ksiv hacha, Vayater goyim uksiv hasam, and it says in Parsha Shmini lenater behem ala aretz that a grasshopper that you're allowed to eat is lenater. What does lenater mean? Umatar game lekafta behon al ara jumps, meaning it jumps and gets exiled. It's a little bit of a stretch, but the word lenater right that means to jump. That so too Hashem judged the land and it was vayater es hagoyim, he threw them out. He exiled them. Where did he exile them? Rashi says in Devarim these nations were exiled. Tosfos says Rabbeinu Tam says and Sancheirav came. My Rav Yosef, what's Rav Yosef's vort? Tom Rav Yosef Amad v'imodeid eretz ra, ma ra, ra seven mitzvot shekiblo aleim b'nei Noach. He saw the seven mitzvot of b'nei Noach. V'lo kimum, nobody was keeping them. Amad he got up, v'tirim lehem. He released the goyim. You know what, goyim? You no longer have to keep the seven mitzvot. So the Gemara says, it's guri itkar, the gaining. How fortunate they are. Im kein, matiru choten itkar. Right? Imagine you tell your son, I don't want you staying up late. Right? So he stays up late. Okay, since he stayed up late, you can stay up late. Right? I want you keeping these mitzvahs. Since you don't keep them, you don't have to keep them anymore. What kind of story is that? Amar Mar Breda Ravana. No, that's not what happened. What happened was Lomar, Shafilu Mikaimim Osam. Even if they Mikaim the Sheva mitzvahs, Ein Mikablan Alehem Schar. They don't get schar. Of course they have to keep the Sheva mitzvahs. Kind of a lawless world. Of course they have to. But they don't get schar. Velo, they don't get schar. Votani Remeir Omer Renayin Shafilu Nachri, even a goy, Vosech Torah, who learns Torah, Shuk Kohen Gadol, he's like the Kohen Gadol. Talmud Lomar, it says, Hashiasa Osa Adam V'chai Bohem. It says that Ha'adam should keep the Torah, should keep these laws, V'chai Bohem, it'll give you life. Kahanim V'levivis Elim Lonem. It doesn't say Kahanim V'levivis Elim. Ela Adam. It says Adam. Holomanata, you see from here, Shafilu Nachri V'osik V'Torah, Haregu Kohen Gadol. Like a Kohen Gadol. What do you mean, Goyim don't get schar? Amri, the answer is, Ein Mekam Aleim Schar K'mitzuva V'osa. They don't get schar like a Mitzuva V'osa. Ella, K'mi She'ein a Mitzuva V'osa. They get schar like an Ein a Mitzuva V'osa. Tamar Chanina, Gadol Metzuvah V'Ose, Yosar Misha Eina Metzuvah V'Ose. Greater is a Metzuvah V'Ose than someone who's not a Metzuvah V'Ose. Okay?
Does that answer
the
question?
What do you mean?
So they're still released from their obligation?
They're not released from their obligation. They're not. They have to keep have a world full of law, but they don't get mitzvahs. They don't get tzchah like a Metzuvah V'Ose, they get tzchah like an Eina Metzuvah V'Ose. We'll talk about it in 1 second. The Chasam Sofer says, unbelievable thing, he says that Hashem didn't want to mix up the Kedusha of the Sheva Mitzvos with the Tumah of the Goyim. Therefore, he took away the reward. Okay, now, of all things to compare a Goy to, you have to pick the Kohen Gadol. You read that Gemara, like, what? A Goy who does that? So the Zohar says, we're talking about a Goy who's a Kohen Gadol who's an Am HaAretz. Right? If it's an Am HaAretz, Kohen Gadol. And a Talmid Chacham Mamzer, who do you give the Aliyah to? Talmid Chacham Mamzer. Why? Because we don't care about our yichus. Yes, on some level they can't marry. That's not what we're about, right? We're about who you are, not who your father is, right? So if you're an Amoritz, we don't give you any. That's the kind of person we're talking about. The Meshech Chachma has an unbelievable vart. He says to remove ra, to go into the base, go into the Kodesh Kedoshim and try to ask for a kapara. It's a big deal. It's not a big deal. Anyone can do that. Carmelo was his job to go to get some kapara, get some slicha, mechila. Anybody, it's not a big deal. Anyone can do that. To go, for a guy to try to learn, anyone go let him go do it. But to connect to Hashem, and to go actively and with enthusiasm to have a relationship with Hashem, that can only happen if Hashem wants to have a relationship with you. That can only happen if you're a mitzvah of Osa. So Hashem didn't choose you. How can you choose him? That's what's been taken away from to be like a Kohen Gadol. Anyone can be like a Kohen Gadol. Anybody can daven. Anyone can do that. But to have a relationship, you have to have been selected. And Hashem unselected the goyim. How did he unselect the goyim? They're not a mitzvah v'osa anymore.
Similar idea to the snake.
Exactly. It's an unbelievable idea. But the Meshach.
Not
anybody can go in because there are rules. But the idea of anybody going in, anyone can do that. Right? Anyone can offer up a prayer to God. Anyone can do that. A guy could do that. The Kohen Gadol could do that. A mamzer could do that. Anyone can do that. To have a relationship, that you have to be already chosen. That's why you have to be Mitzvah Osa. That's what Moshe Davin for. Take away the relationship with the guy. Right? Want to be a Kohen Gadol? Anybody can be a Kohen Gadol. It's an amazing vart. The Rav Dessler says as follows. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, Perches Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam said, this is already the total opposite idea. The Rambam says, Kol HaMakabel Sheva Mitzvos, anyone who keeps the Sheva Mitzvos, the Nizir La'asosan, and he's careful, Hareze Mechasidi Umos HaOlam, V'yesh Lo Chelek Olam Haba. But, you get, right? We all know that, Chasidi Umos HaOlam, right? Right? People that saved the Jews during the war, we all respect them. Unbelievable, they risked their lives, right? Chassidim umas olam. For who should kibul osan v'yasin osan if they mitzvah behen hakadosh baruch hu b'torah? But they do it because the Torah said to do it, not because they have some moral conscience. What the Torah says that narrows the pool tremendously. What? V'hodinu al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu shebnei Noach mikodem nitzdavu behen. Right? The aval im asan v'bnei hechra hadas. You do it because you think it's right. Okay, so you're a good chacham. You're a good thinker. You're a good philosopher. So, 1 second. So, the question is, where's the makar for that? Where did the Rambam get that from? Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam made that up on his own. There's no makar for that. Rabbi Dassel says, what do you mean? It's our Gemara right here. It says, v'chai bohem. It has to be conscious. You want to try to give yourself that relationship, so maybe it can fit with Meshech Chachma a little bit. Most people, it's over. You could be one of those Chassidic Umos HaOlam and try to get yourself the relationship back. You're doing it because such a person. That's what the Reb Dessler says. Yeah.
So we're going to do keep the Torah in that name.
That's
morally.
So then you get into the idea of Mitzvah Sviches Kavana, right? So he eats matzah, right? So such a person will eat matzah. Why will he eat matzah? There's no reason to eat matzah if you don't feel that Hashem commanded to do it, right? To respect your parents and not to kill and not to steal. That's all moral. I understand all that. So most of the time we don't have a taiva to kill. Most people don't, right? Most of the time they don't, right? So I hear what you're saying. No, there are plenty of people like that. That their whole approach is very secular and it's very moral, right? And there's very little God there. I hear you. So what happens when his yontif comes? How do they treat the yontif?
They don't want to throw out the whole package.
Right, they don't want to throw out the whole package. I hear you. All right, next. famous Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Ukvar shalcha machas romi shnei tzar dityos etzachach mi Yisrael. It's already happened that the Roman government sent some two people down to the Bnei Yisrael, to the Chachamim, to teach them the Torah. How could you teach them the Torah? You're not allowed to teach Torah to Goyim, and the Marsha says it's Lifnei Iver because you're not allowed to. So how could you do that? So only Sheva Mitzvos. Only Sheva Mitzvos. They can learn about the Sheva Mitzvos. The Kalim Hilcha Shatnas. The Kalim Hilcha Shatnas. What? Just means Sheva Mitzvot, right? Most Kuri Torah Shoksav, not Torah Shabal Peh. Right. The question is, can a goy learn Sheva Mitzvot, Torah Shabal Peh? That's a big suffix. But here, how could it be? So the Tosfos answers two answers. Either they had no choice, right? They come with the army, teach us the Torah, not Chorv Vayavar. Or some say that they pretended they were Gerim. Okay, those are the answers. When I hear this unbelievable, there's a Rambam, unbelievable Rambam. It's not in the Mishnah Torah, it's in a Tshuva to Rambam. He says in Tshuva Kuf Mem Tes, Yishma'elim, everybody thinks that the Rambam favored Yishma'elim and disfavored Christians. That's what everyone thinks. Listen to this. Yishma'elim, Aser Lilmo Torah. Can't teach Torah to Arabs. Why? B'bnei she'kofrim lomar she'torasenu, eina me'hashamayim, u'maflisim debreha. They don't believe that it's divine, and they don't believe that, and all they're going to do is belittle it. V'im lamdim Torah, if you do teach them Torah, yislufu lifaresh divrei kedveim hanefsadim. They're just gonna belittle the Torah. Avol lenotzrim, but the Christians, mutar lalamed. You're allowed to teach it to them. Listen to this. Kedei lekarvim ladasenu, to bring them closer to the religion. Lefi shema'aminim shetorah mishamayim. They believe in the divinity of the Bible. They believe in it, right? They just think that there was an addition. But that's a fascinating Rambam. So those are the answers. Those are explain very briefly how they were able to teach them Torah. Anyway, Karu Vishanu Vishalshu, they learned, they double learned, they triple learned. Bishas Petirasan, when they were leaving, Amru, they said, Amru Lahem, Dikdaknu Bekol Toraschem. We learned the whole Torah with you guys. The MS, and it's certainly MS. Right? Chutz, except So, Mimanov Shach. That halacha I don't agree with. Hilchas Shanas I have no problem with. I have no problem with Hilchas Nida. I have no problem with anything. What's my problem? This one. E Rehu Dafka fill the Kanani, Kinarach Yisrael Liftar. And E Rehu Lav Dafka. And if it's Lav Dafka, then I feel the Yisrael, Kinarach Kanani L'chayev. But don't worry. This is how most learn. The Dover Zed, this one ain't Onu Modina to Lamachas. We're not going to tell the Machas about it. But there's halacha like this. So don't worry about it. Okay? So first of all, the Yamshel Shlomo, the famous Yamshel Shlomo here, he discusses what's called being standing up for the truth of the Torah, even though it could lead to harm. Right? So the teacher, either you know this is going to get them upset. You know this is going to get them upset. Right? Doesn't make a difference. Says the Yamshel Shlomo, you have to affirm the authenticity of the Torah no matter the consequences. That's what the Yamshel Shlomo says. And everybody asks on him, what about the story when Tame HaMelech put 72 elders in a room and asked them to translate the Torah and it came out all different? Was pshat? So the Yamshel Shlomo himself answers that was Al Pi Nevuah. The Hashem agreed to that and that's why it was different. The Yad El, and also not one incorrect thing was written. Chassam Sofer says it's not so true. There was one incorrect statement in there, right? To say that the 400 years of Golos was also other lands is not incorrect. Include Eretz Yisrael, it's not incorrect, right? It goes from the birth of Yitzchak Avinu. That was not Golos then. It was in Eretz Yisrael. But since they didn't have sovereignty over Eretz Yisrael, that's considered a Golos. Very good. Chassam Sofer says there's one thing in there that was not true. When it says that Sarah left inside Bikirba, they changed it to say, and Sarah left Bikroveha, among her friends, among her relatives. That's not true. Right, that's partially not true. It's not, so one, at least one, Chassam Sofer pointed out, at least one thing was changed that's not emes. But, okay. So, Hashem was maskim to that. The Yad Eliyahu answers that when did the Yom Shel Shlomo say that you have to even give up your life? It's only by a suffake you have to take that chance. What if it's a vadai? The vadai going to be killed. That's not haug vayavar. We hold that, and even by suffake we hold that, but it's a very difficult answer with the Yad Eliyahu saying. If it's a suffake, you have to take that chance. But if it's a vadai, you don't. So by the time HaMelech was a vadai, they're going to be killed. So they didn't have to take that chance, they were able to lie. But if it's a suffake, then they have to do it. Same thing with Rav Zechariah ben Afkulas, right? When by with Kamsa bar Kamsa, we must say this is the halacha. Either the Beit Mikdash is going to be destroyed. Too bad. Can't lie, right? Okay.
Maybe you can differentiate
about. I was thinking about that. So, but that should be worse. It should be worse if you change the Torah Shabbat Shabbat Tzav. No.
No, but that's out there. That's for anyone could go in and look.
Right.
Right. Torah Shabbat Pez. I mean, now it's written down, but the Torah Shabbat Pez. Before did the whole Torah.
Right. Okay.
It's also interesting that they're going to have a problem with being excluded by Re'ehu. They just had a problem with it being one way and not the other.
Right, they had a problem with the fairness.
Right, neither, both were in part, they were going to find
right, them. Right. I mean, the question is, did they really have an objection to this, or it's only because it was Nagea to them? Right, they had a genuine objection to this halacha? Nothing else bothered them?
No,
I wouldn't put this on my top 10 list of things that bother me.
No, the halacha is excluded by
100%. You're allowed to charge interest to a guy according to the Rambam. The chiyuv according to the Rambam. The chiyuv to charge interest to a guy. That didn't bother them? Only this bothered them? Because it's unfair? I don't know. Alright. What? It does seem unfair. 100%. Right. So, but the question is, did it bother them because it was unfair or bother them because it was a gay bedover? Okay. Anyway, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda shchivale brate. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, unfortunately, his daughter passed away. So Amru Le Rabbanan Laula Rabbanan to Ula Kum Nezel Ninchame. Let's go pay a shiva call. Amalahu Mayis Ligabin Nechamsa. I'm not going to them. The Nechamsa de Bavloy to pay a shiva call to the Bavloyim. Gad digidufahu. They're Abi Carson. Why? The Amri, because they say, but Gidif means that they how do they translate in English? They blast Abi Carson. The Amri my Efshar Lemevid. Because they say when you come to be difficult, what could I have done, right? Efshal lemevad avdi. What if you could do something, you would have done it. I don't go to them. Okay. Says the Rama in Shin Ayin Vav Sif Beis, Lo Yodar Lo Al Yomar Adam LaAvel. Don't say to an avel Ma Lecha Lasos. What could we do? Ki e efsha lishanos. Nothing we can do. Nothing we can do. This is what Hashem wants, right? Nothing we can do. Shezehu ha kigiduf. Tapi karsis. Ki demashma. Because it's mashma. Ha in efsha lishanos. If you could have done it, ha yoose? I would have done something? What could you do? Ella, yikaba olav gderes hashamayim. Hashem yizbarach me ahava. Right? Nemuke Yosef, perik shar shenodach, demashma kain mi gemara. So the first of gemara, no? Says the Yom Shel Shlomo. Wait a minute. The Rambam doesn't mention this halacha. The Rif, the Mechaber, nobody mentions this such a halacha. As a matter of fact, halacha is not even true. It's 100% not true. Why? There's a story in Navi. David HaMelech lost a son. He lost a baby. And the pasuk says as follows. Listen to this. He was fasting and davening for the baby. And then they didn't tell him that the baby died. And what happened? Vayar David ki avada mitzlach Hashem. David saw, this is in Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Yud Tes. David saw that the servants were whispering among themselves. For even David realized, Ki meis hayeled. V'yomer David al avadim, ha meis hayeled? V'yomer meis, yeah. So V'yakam, what am I doing fasting? He said, he's dead. V'yakam David, me'aretz, he got up. V'yirchat, he washed. V'yasach, he anointed himself. V'yachalitz, and lots of, he put on different clothes. V'yavu beis Hashem, v'yishtachu, v'yavu al beiso, he went to his house. V'yishal, v'yisimu alechem, v'yachal. He ate there. He said, what are you doing? When he was alive, he fasted and cried. And now that he's dead, you're eating? And he said, when he was alive, says David, I fasted and I cried. Maybe Hashem will find favor with me. He'll live. Now that he's dead, why should I fast? I can bring him back? Ani holech elav. I am going to go to him. One day I'm going to go to him. He's not coming back. Says the Marshal, David Melech said it. Right? What can I do? Once he's alive, I'll daven. That's it. What can I do? I should keep on fasting? He's not alive anymore. Which is mashma, and David Melech acted that way. As long as he's alive, I could do something. What do you think? What do you think about this? What do you think about this, Marshal? Taz says the Marshal's 1,000% wrong. But Taz said, listen to this Taz. So you don't see this Taz inside, you can never believe he said it. Look at what the Taz says. Taz says, the Marshal docha the zeh mahalacha sh'amar. The Marshal says, I don't like this halacha of the Ramah. What Ula said right here, oh my goodness, we're never going to finish today. What Ula said right here, but we have to say this. What Ula said right here, halogam David HaMelech, amar kain, hocha lashivu od, demashma, imhaya efshe lashivu hayozeh. If I could bring him back, I'd bring him back. V'tamani ani al peh kodesh yomar kain. I can't believe it. The Marshal said this. A peh kodesh of the Marshal said such a thing? The shiny gabi David. David was different. Sha'amar. Lomazani tam. Hocha lashivu od. Devadai called titzdaki tfilos vitzomos. Yesh lo la'adam. Lasas k'de levakish lo yomash lo meis. I don't want him to die. V'alzeh amar David. Kivin shekvar meis. Once he's dead. Lo yo'ilu hatzomos. What's fasting going to help? V'alzeh sayin v'amar lo. Holich elav, I need holich elav. I'm going to go there. For who lo yashav elav? He's not coming back. The lechora who davar she'enu me'inyan tshuva la'avadav. He's not talking to the servants when he said that statement. Ela d'hachi kamar shemar tomru. Maybe you're going to tell me dio ilu hatzomos. I should keep on fasting. Why? She'ez ke'elur also ba'odochayim kishakayim zayel b'tchias ha'meisim. Maybe I should daven b'tchias ha'meisim. Lozeh omar yodeh ani shaloti b'tchias ha'meisim b'yamai. I know Tzchias HaMeisim is not happening in my lifetime. So I'm going to see him before he sees me. Can you imagine that Taz says this? So, V'alzeh Amar Ani Holech Elav. Right? But when you go pay a Shiva call, of course you don't say this. Because you're implying that if I could have done something, I would have been able to do something. And it's not in your control at all. I don't know. The Rambam says it. I thought this was a fascinating discussion. Right? I don't want to say bad about the Klai Yisrael, but I don't know if this Ramah is really so held, especially when a tragedy happens. Right, when some 100-year-old man passes on, I don't know how much people say this line, but when it's a tragic, I think this line's always said. No, what could we do? We couldn't do anything. What could we do? It's what Hashem wants. We always say that. Right? Okay. Next. So anyway. By the way, Amud Beis is very short, so we'll try to do our best. Anyway, Ula ends up going to pay a Shiva call. He ends up going. Amalei says the following thing. V'yomar Hashem al tatzer es Moav. Don't bother Moav, says Ula. It says in the Torah, don't bother Moav, al tizgar bam melchama. Don't fight with them. Uma v'chima al daito shel Moshe la'atos melchama, shel obershus. What, I would have thought that Moshe is going to start up with these nations. What for? Why should just Moshe just kill Goyim? Ela nasa Moshe kal v'chomer ba'atzel. Moshe made a kal v'chomer. Omer, he said, Uma midyanim shalobo ela atzeres Moav. Midyan only came to start up with Moav. Omer, the Torah says, Soros ha-midyanim, them you can bother, v'yikisim osam, you can hit them. So Moav and Atzmon, lo kolshkin, Moav themselves, you can't bother. Omer lo kodesh baruch hu, lo kish olsa daitcha olsa daiti. Don't think so much. Shtei predos tovos yeshi lohotzi mehen. I have two predos, two young it means birds. Rus Hamovia, Benam Hamoanis, they're going to come out of Moav and Ammon, Moav really, and I need them to stay alive. I need the nations to stay alive. Therefore, don't bother them. Follow Dvarm Kalvachomer. Umabashil stay Predos Tovos, Chasakarish Barakal Bezumos. For two people, Hashem spares two nations. Gdolos, Veloy Chivan, Bito Shel Rebbe, your daughter, in Ksherihi. If she was word kosher, v'royu hui lates mimena dover tov alachas kama v'kama tahavichai. For sure, there'll be life. Not sure what kind of nechama that is, but that's what Ula said. So everybody, the Ben Yoyada asks an unbelievable question. So why couldn't Hashem orchestrate it that Rus's father, Rus's Zeda, whatever, and Nama the Moanis from Ammon, they would live, those families. The whole nation has to live for two people. Otherwise, Hashem would be okay. The Moshe Kavacham is correct. Otherwise, it could be bothered, right? So what, for two people, the whole nation has to be saved? Ben Yehuda says, yes. You know why? Because Ruth was a princess, and Naamah was a princess. And when a princess becomes a ger, it means so much more. And some remnant of some nations, one person still left, and they become a ger, doesn't mean as much. when a princess becomes a ger, so the entire nation had to stay around just so they could be princesses and they could become gerim, as the Ben Yehuda says. What? She was a Gioris.
No,
I was
talking about the...
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure about that. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Yeah, I don't know what you mean by that. Yeah, I don't know what you mean by that. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Mekapech Schar Kol Beri Afilu Schar Sicha Noah. Hashem doesn't hold back any reward, even nice talking. Dilu B'chira, Lot's older daughter, Kamar said Moav, right? Right, she called her son Moav. Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch HaMoshe, Al Tatzer is Moav, don't bother about this guy, Bam, Melchama Hudulo, Ha Angaria Avidbu, you can make them into servants. But Seira, the Ka'amra Ben Ami, the younger one, who called him, she had more tznius. She called her father, who called the baby Ben Ami. Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, v'kraftamul b'nei Amon al titzar b'al tizkavam klal. Then you can't bother at all. Da'filu engaya lo avibu. You can't even make them into servants. V'amar b'chiyah bar Abba, amar b'shur ben karcha lo'olam yaktim adam l'dvar mitzvah. You should try to do a mitzvah. Shebeshvil laila achas one night. Shekadmasa b'chir l'tzira. That the b'chora, Lot's older daughter, was more zoriz than the younger daughter. Kadmasa ar b'doros l'Yisrael, four generations. Oved, Yishai, David, and Shlomo. They changed the gears there because Oved and Yishai weren't kings. Only David and Shlomo were kings. So you have to change it to say, Arba Doris L'Yisrael Umalachim. And V'ilu Tz'ira, but the younger one, Ad Rechavim, only had one child. In other words, Shlomo married her, and they had Rechavim. V'sham Imo Nam Hamoanis. And her name, and the name of the mother was Nam Hamoanis. So 1 second. So, 30 more seconds to say this unbelievable Marsha. So Marsha says, wait a minute. The older one was no good because she propositioned Lot first. But then she's good because she has Zaris. The younger one's good because, right? The older one's no good because she called herself, because she called the baby Moav. But she's good because she had Zrizus. The younger one's good because she was Tznius. And then, right? But she was no good because she waited a night. So what's going on here? So the Marsha says exactly Mida Keneged Mida. Since the older one was very interested in Kiyam HaOlam, her schar is Malachim. Right, David HaMelech. Why? Because when a king is around, there's law and order. There's Yishuv Olam. The younger one was very interested in tznius of her father, and therefore they can't be slaves, because slaves have no yichus. Right? Therefore they can't be slaves. So it's exactly Mida Keneged Mida. Right? Rashi in Parshas Vayera says a different reason. Right? It says that the older one was no good because she was propositioned for tznus. So you have to explain what does Rashi mean by that, because it goes against the Gemara here. Alright, I didn't get as far as I wanted to go. I wanted to get to the Mishnah, actually, on Amud Aleph. But fascinating daf. We couldn't. What else could we do? I could say. What else could we do? Then from now to the end of the daf is all about kusim. Are kusim considered goyim regarding the halacha about not paying damages? That's what we're leaving off. And it's very simple. Gemara. We'll take a few minutes and we will resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.